The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good on this Friday evening. My name is Aubrey Sampson alongside my co-host Brian Fromm. And it's Friday. You know what that means. It is time for a top five list.
Top five, top five, top five, top five, top five things with Brian and Aubrey.
All right, Brian. Are you ready to reveal to the people what our top five list is? It's based on something we just talked about.
So we just talked about a fascinating story. You can go back and find our podcast and hear it. But there was a fascinating story about de-extincting animals. So animals that are extinct and science possibly being able to bring them back.
Right.
And whether that ethically should happen, all of these kinds of things. So you and I went, we're going to go much darker with this. top five animals we'd like to see go extinct.
This is some people are not going to be happy with us for this
care.
One. Did you put dogs and strollers on yours?
No, I like the dogs.
You like the dogs. It's not the dogs and strollers. Okay. Top five animals we'd like to see extinct.
Yes.
I'll start with my number five.
And we need to stretch this just a little bit for people. We understand, like, some of these, this is just things that these are animals we don't like. And you don't be like, well, that's not an animal or that's not. Okay.
Okay.
Have fun with us.
Yeah, have fun with us.
Don't critique us.
Have fun with us.
There we go.
Okay, I was torn here because I didn't know whether I should put a crocodile or an alligator. But I don't really like need to see either in my lifetime ever again. So I just put like crocodile slash alligator.
I think the slash is good.
Okay. Okay.
And why the hatred for them?
Part of it is I love Florida and they always seem to be showing up in people's bathrooms, living rooms, backyards in Florida. And like, I don't want that experience. I don't want to be like fighting for my life with like a frying pan, having to like bang an alligator or crocodile over the nose so like an alligator doesn't eat me or my family.
That's fair.
I don't want that. So I want them extinct.
That's fair.
Thank you.
All right. I've got the first one. My number five, I'm going with kind of a combo. I wrote mosquitoes, but then I added flies.
Okay.
So they're kind of the same genre for me.
Gotcha.
Just annoying things that fly around you.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes are the worst.
They're the worst.
But then just flies.
They're
like when they're
annoying.
Just around. We're in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Loved my trip to South Dakota, but there are lots of flies around just because of the nature of
annoying.
It.
So, and they don't, I feel like flies, like what's the point? Like
exactly.
They don't have there's no beauty. There's no like advantage.
That's right.
Yeah.
So mosquitoes slash flies.
Okay, I like it. Okay, so my number four, I did put a specific snake, but I would like to be clear that I would be fine if all snakes were extinct. I understand in one sense they kill the mice, they kill the flies. Like they do bring something to the table that I'm thankful for. At the end of the day, I don't like snakes. And I put a black mamba on here just because like that's a killer snake and I just don't ever need to see one. I don't want to die via snake venom.
That is fair.
So I'd like them extinct.
All right. My number four animal that I would like to see go extinct, the rat.
Oh, good one.
And probably its cousin, the mouse, but the rat especially. There's nothing good about a rat.
Yeah, they're just nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good one. I should have probably put something like that. Okay. My number three, there were a lot in the ocean that I was... This was tricky for me to narrow it down. I'm going to go with the fish. I'm not actually even scared of this fish or scared it will do anything. It's just gross looking. You've probably seen the images online of the blob fish. Just
nope.
Looks like kind of like a bald old man's face. And it's just gross. Blob fish. Look it up sometime. I would like those to be extinct because they're just gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, number three, I'd like you to stay at the ocean, but no more on the beach.
Okay.
The seagull. Oh, the seagulls are the worst.
I didn't get any birds on mine.
You know, I might go a slash with this one because I think I'll go ocean seagull, but regular life geese.
Yeah, geese, right.
On
right.
the golf course or
geese
something.
Are nasty.
Seagulls, you didn't grow up around the
I
ocean
didn't.
Very much. You sit on the beach and these things just taunt you and they want your food. You got food out there coming for you.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And then the Yahoo next to you starts throwing paper potato chips.
Right,
and you're
the
like,
tourist.
You just
yeah.
ruined my day.
Yeah.
These things are just going to multiply
that's
here.
That's true.
Yes.
Seagulls are just
seagulls.
Man, you got a good list over there.
Thank
Brian.
You. Oh, you just wait.
Okay, my number two, I grew up with a healthy fear of these because I am from Oklahoma and these are all over Oklahoma. That is a fiddleback spider, also known as a brown recluse. They will bite you and you will get so sick.
Really?
Maybe even die. You know them by the fiddle shape. Design on their back, and they are scary and nasty.
This is the first I've ever heard of this thing.
Oh, they're look them up. They're terrifying.
Okay.
And they're everywhere.
Okay. Number two for me, the skunk.
The skunk. Man, you have good, you're right. Like, you have a good handle on animals that should be extinct.
Have you ever been or an animal of yours sprayed by a skunk?
Yes, it's awful.
I never have.
Ugh.
Knock on wood, whatever. Was it you or an animal?
I actually drove over a skunk that had died, and so it was emitting its odor, and it got in my car, and it was in my car for weeks. I mean, it was horrendous.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been, but one time I had our dog out on a leash, and I saw a skunk, like, nearby, and it's been a long time since I ran that fast, because
yeah.
I was like,
uh-uh.
Everything I've heard with a dog and a skunk is just the
bad.
Worst.
Just bad. Just really bad.
All right,
okay.
Honorable mention me. Let's
All
go.
Right, I'm going to do a couple honorable mentions. One is just sort of a large category, and some people who love this animal will get mad at me, but just sharks in general. They freak
okay.
me out. They kind of ruin the ocean for me because I get scared. I feel the same way about jellyfish.
Mm,
throw those on there,
the
too.
The jellyfish.
And then I know I've already talked about this movie once this hour, but if you haven't seen the movie Nope, there is a really terrifying chimpanzee in that movie, and I'm just going to say that chimpanzee from Nope needs to be extinct.
I thought you were going to say, we talked about Jurassic Park before and the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They're scary.
Those dinosaurs. All right. Do you have any honorable mentions?
My two honorable mentions rhyme with one another.
Oh.
Bats and cats.
Wow. Cats extinct.
That's why it's an honorable mention. I'm just
okay.
wanting to lodge my complaint
yeah.
about cats. Probably don't want them to necessarily go away.
Yeah.
But yeah, bats.
Oh, yeah. Bats are just, I mean... unnecessary and possibly the cause of COVID. We're not sure, but something's up with bats.
The bat
right?
burger.
If nothing else, they make vampires.
That's
so we don't.
True.
All right. My number one. Are you ready for it?
I couldn't be more ready.
They are small. They are slimy. They get into things and they turn into flies, maggots.
Oh,
I despise maggots. They are so disgusting. And every once in a while, we're that family who, like, accidentally, you know, throws something away, like the meat or whatever. And then all of a sudden you open your garbage can one day and there are like hundreds of maggots. And it is like I think I might die. Definitely will gag. It is so repulsive.
All right. That's fair.
Yeah.
My number one is if anybody knows me, they know.
This is true of you.
This animal.
Okay.
It is reared its head in our family dynamics. I've talked about this in front of our church, so people will send me screenshots of things. I have a weird fear. Like, it's not just like a repulsion, a fear of raccoons.
Oh, I feel like you have told me this before.
I have a fear.
Have you always had this fear?
Yeah, and I don't know where it came
from.
That's
what I was going to ask you. Like, what's your earliest memory?
I feel like early on that my dad kind of... raise the level of like what a raccoon could do, but I could be wrong about that. He could be listening right now being, I didn't do that somewhere. The old trash panda. Like I got this idea that they are like, they'll rip your face apart. And
wow.
So I see a raccoon there. We had garbage cans at our house in Wheaton, our old house before we had children, I think it was, or we might've had one kid. And there was a raccoon in it, and I walked out behind my wife.
No, are you serious?
Yes.
You're like, nope, I'm out. I'm out. Mm-mm.
She went out to try to shoo it away, and I got on like,
wow.
I had a protection on me. Like, I'm wearing like chest protector and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, I am not dying at the hit. Like, this is not how my life is going down.
Wow.
I hate the raccoons.
You hate the raccoons. You like to see them extinct. Wow. I think I've heard you say this before, but I didn't know the phobia ran so deep. All right. So those are the top five animals we would like to extinct.
Yes.
We would like to see them go extinct. Let us know if we forgot anything. What animals would you like to see extinct? You can let us know on our social media at Common Good Talk. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of the uncomfortable truths of our faith. You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160. Hope for your life.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.